Our guest today is the new Alice in Dairyland, number 78, Sarah Hagenow. Congratulations, Sarah. How does it feel to be on the job here the first few days?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on today. I am so excited to be here. It has been so exciting so far. I was, of course, selected back in May at the Alice in Dairyland Finals in Prairie du Chien in Crawford County. So it's been a bit of a buildup here to the start date, but I'm just so excited to be in this role. This truly is a dream come true for me as I've looked up to this program for so many years. And now actually having the opportunity to get started and get out talking to people such as yourself and your listeners, it really just is surreal. And I'm so excited to start this year of service to Wisconsin agriculture.
Yeah, Sarah, talk about that dream. When did it start and when did it become that it was really plausible that you could have the sash and tiara?
Well, it started for me back when I was about 10 years old. I was at the Fond du Lac County Fair. My dad was serving as a judge for one of the shows. And at the time, Rochelle Rip, now Schnott, she was serving as Alice in Dairyland. She was my biggest role model. I can tell you that. I was so excited to go up to her and talk and share my story. So I marched right up as that 10-year-old girl, and I accidentally called her Alice in Wonderland, which for any that know, our program is called Alice in Dairyland. I was absolutely just embarrassed by this mistake, but like any Alice, she just welcomed me in, and I think that's really where my personal connection to the program started. Ever since then, I have just watched Alice, and she has really been that figure of grace and knowledge and a friendly face in Wisconsin agriculture that I have strived to be throughout my young life. And now it's really cool that I get to do this actually in the role as the communications and marketing professional that Alice is. I think she just has a way of serving as a great connection point to all sectors of agriculture, really, from farmers to processors to producers, community members, and everyone in between. It is so amazing to witness what she's able to do through the many skills and abilities that she uses. So it's been really a long time coming, I think, for me, and just being able to watch throughout the years has fueled my desire to serve in the position.
I imagine there was one year not that long ago where you watched with pride, right?
Yes. So fun fact, my sister, Ashley, served as Wisconsin's 76th Alice in Dairyland 2 years ago now. And of course, Haley Heinzel, she is just coming off of her tenure as the 77th Alice in Dairyland. So both of these ladies obviously have been huge role models for me and have served as wonderful inspiration for now serving in this role of Alice in Dairyland. But especially with my sister, it's so meaningful to me to be able to join another sisterhood of women in the Alice in Dairyland program. She, of course, was one of my biggest role models growing up. And now having combined my inspiration for the Alice in Dairyland and looking up to my sister, it's just so special to be able to join her in this legacy of 76 women that have come before me, the 78-year program, of course. It's very meaningful.
So starting here in July, you get to do some fun stuff, like talk about National Ice Cream Month, Sarah.
I do. For those that don't know, July is National Ice Cream Month, and it is a national celebration where we can indulge in one of summer's favorite sweet treats. It is the perfect time because no matter how you scoop it, Wisconsinites sure do love their ice cream. We have a history of producing high-quality ice cream and frozen custard thanks to the wonderful milk that comes from cows on our state's roughly 5,300 dairy farms, of which 99% are family-owned. As we come off of the June Dairy Month celebration as well, what better time to continue the fun than with July's National Ice Cream Month? It's always the right time to enjoy your delicious dairy products, but this is especially a wonderful time to recognize it. July started as National Ice Cream Month in 1984 from Ronald Reagan's proclamation, and we've been celebrating ever since. Especially in Wisconsin, it's a great way to enjoy as ice cream is affordable, very accessible in our state, and is great tasting. We all love it, and you just can't go wrong with it.
And do you have a favorite flavor, or at least a favorite flavor right now anyway?
Well, that's a tough question. I feel like there are so many different flavors. I think right now, it always changes.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm really enjoying a blueberry cheesecake.
Ooh.
So many different companies make blueberry cheesecake, so you can't go wrong with which one you want. But I think it's the perfect mix of that fresh summer feel with the blueberries and then a little bit of decadence with the cheesecake pieces if you're able to find them. You just, it's the best of both worlds. And I really like to indulge in it when I'm taking a break from a long day.
And a lot of folks think that ice cream and cheese are completely different, but you're here to tell us that there is a type of ice cream that incorporates Wisconsin cheese.
You are absolutely correct. This month, I am promoting a salty vanilla, no churn, mascarpone ice cream. Might be a surprise to some people to hear cheese and ice cream in the same sentence, but I promise you it works very well. This particular ice cream is made with mascarpone cheese, which is very similar to cream cheese, but it has a sweeter, more decadent flavor that fits in perfectly with this recipe. It's also super simple to make. It only has 4 ingredients. These include a sweetened condensed milk, whipped cream, and then it's flavored with vanilla and salt just to give it that taste. All you need to do is combine these ingredients together either with a stand mixer in your house or simply with a spatula or spoon, stick it in your freezer, and then pull it out whenever you're ready to treat yourself at the end of the day. It is so easy to make, very easy to clean up, and I would say it's one of the most unique ways to enjoy ice cream this month.
I think I'm cooling off just by thinking about having this ice cream. That sounds awesome.
It's amazing. I'll have to send you the recipe. If people are looking for that recipe too, they can find it at wisconsindairy.org/ice cream. There are tons of resources. This is from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and they have tons of resources for recipe inspiration, other ice cream activities as well, so you don't have to do just the mascarpone ice cream. There's also just stories behind Wisconsin dairy and ways to find local ice cream shops in Wisconsin. If you are looking to bring your ice cream celebration home, you can also do this by looking for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy badge on any of those dairy products in the store. This lets you know that you're buying those authentic, locally made Wisconsin dairy products that we all know, that we all love and enjoy.
I know you're hitting the ground running this month and trying to follow your exploits. You're all over the social medias, aren't you?
Yes, just picked up the social media. I'm really excited to just showcase the events that I'm going to, as well as promote National Ice Cream Month and share ways that we all can indulge and enjoy in this month. I'm really hoping to just show a little bit of those behind the scenes with Alice too, and show everyone what makes the program so special, as well as just feature those voices throughout Wisconsin agriculture that make our state so unique and make the agricultural industry so diverse and abundant.
And you know, Sarah, we're getting closer to state fair time. You're getting ready for a cream puff for 12?
Yes, I am. That is the best 10 days of the summer, as they say. I'm so excited to go to State Fair. I will be there all 10 days, just promoting what makes Wisconsin agriculture special, visiting lots of different events that take place at State Fair. I'll be doing milking demonstrations and a side stage act to get people involved in agriculture and teach them a little bit more. I'll be spending the whole State Fair with State Fairest of the Fair, Megan Solentine. She also is very excited. We're very looking forward to this partnership just to invite people to the State Fair and make sure they get out and see what makes Wisconsin very special.
Sounds great. Sarah, safe travels. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sounds great. I can't wait to be back on. Enjoy National Ice Cream Month, and I will talk with you soon.
78th Allison Dairyland, Sarah Hagenauer, guest today.